Hello everyone, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the Finazad podcast. We have recently named the Financially Free podcast as the Finazad podcast due to some Google policy issues. Well, you can also download our Finazad app from the Apple Store as well as the Play Store and make use of the courses that we have listed on that app as well as the subscription models. Also, you can reach out to me on my WhatsApp number for any requirement for personal finance matters like mutual funds, stocks, crypto, or any other personal finance matter or a review. My WhatsApp number is 7058248602. The direct link to WhatsApp is also given here in the description. In today's episode, we are going to discuss about a very important thematic kind of an investment option, wherein I'll be naming five such multi-baggers which belong to this particular idea or a theme, you can say. And they are the leading companies or the promising companies in their own sectors as well. So we are going to discuss about the theme of internet opportunities. Are you aware of the FANG companies and what impact these FANG companies have had on the US market? By FANG, I mean Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, FAANG. So these are the FANG companies, and we are looking out for such similar FANG companies here in the Indian market, which will disrupt industries with the use of internet. So each and every company nowadays is going digital. Each and every company is using internet, be it for operations, be it for services, be it for the client acquisition, be it for advertising and all of this. So the internet opportunities theme is here to stay for a very, very long time. And hence, for identifying these multi-baggers, we have to deal with or search into this particular theme and have those top five stocks which are going to do well, which you can consider to be a part of your portfolio. So let's talk about the first stock which belongs to this theme of the internet or this idea of internet, and that is Angel Broking Limited. Now, Angel Broking has got tremendous numbers, the quarter results which have come, and the background of the success of this company is a very low cost of client acquisition, which is because it is digital, it depends on the internet, so it is not a huge cost that they have to bear. And in fact, the total clients added in FY22 were more than the total clients added over the previous 24 years for this company of Angel One. So lower user acquisition cost, higher order velocity, and rapid new user addition. This has led to the success of this company, and hence this is right there in the list of multi-baggers in this theme of internet. The revenue has grown by 64%, and the net profit for the quarter is more than 200 crores, and plus the company is in sight for an annual net profit of rupees 1000 crore. The strong performance of the company is a result of a very solid execution in the very extremely, you can say, a favorable demand environment, because everybody nowadays wants to have an online account, a demat account, wants to have those investment options and all. So the financialization of the investor's money is having a deeper penetration nowadays in the rural parts of India as well. So Angel One is one such company, and it is right there. You can bank on it because of its nature of business and the tremendous numbers that it's got as well. It belongs to the banking and capital market sector. The next company, the second one, is the Apollo Hospitals Enterprises Limited. Belongs to the healthcare segment, the healthcare sector, and it has very recently made its advance to the Nifty 50 index as well. So Apollo Hospitals, again a leader in the healthcare sector, it has got a chain of hospitals, it has got a chain of pharmacies, it has got an online services of online consultation as well, wherein you can go on the app of Apollo Hospitals and you can have online consultation for the doctor as well. So it is everywhere, and each of these businesses is depending on the scope of internet. The medium is internet, and hence this again is one such multi-bagger, and in the coming years this is like going to give you great returns for sure. Both Angel One and Apollo Hospitals. The third company is Affle India. Affle India, belonging to the advertising sector, again a great company doing really, really well. I have the numbers with me as well, but it's not necessary to always not necessary to always speak out these numbers, because not everybody is very much sure about how much profit companies make and how much profit they made earlier, how many, like 100 crore rupees, 200 crore rupees. So it does not make really that much of a difference. I mean, it makes a difference, but each and every time I don't want to point that out. So Affle India is the company from the advertising sector. The fourth one is Zomato. Zomato, a very familiar name, and because it is so familiar, it was also trolled after the IPO when it fell down really badly, and even now the stock price is hovering really in the bearish direction, and all those investors who got the allocation during the IPO, they were trolled really. So I mean, that is the nature of social media, and Zomato being such a familiar company, it was subject to that effect as well. But Zomato is right there in the list of multi-baggers again, and I'll explain you why. That is because Zomato, though people say it is a loss-making company, it is not into profits yet and all of that, but most of the big companies were loss-making for a very, very long time. In fact, a company like Amazon was profit-making after 2014, 2015. That is when they really started making profits. So Zomato should be no exception, and it should be treated in the same way as the other bigger companies of today are treated. Also, one more important thing is that nearly 64% of the population of the US use online food delivery services today, and that figure is just 5% here in India. So there is so much scope, from 5% to 64%, for the market penetration. Well, we know that Zomato is not so much there in the smaller towns and the rural parts of India, so that is where they have that scope of penetration, just like Amazon has nowadays. Even people from villages in India order stuff from Amazon, so we should give Zomato that chance as well, right? So Zomato is right up there. It is a large cap company, and depends on internet once again for its services, for its client acquisition, and hence everything is low cost for Zomato, right? So they don't have to spend so much. Like, let's say a company like TCS or Infosys, if they get huge projects, or if they want to expand, they need that huge workforce, offices and all of that. But a company like Zomato, which depends so much on tech driven models, the cost of new client acquisition and everything is not that much, right? Now let's move to the fifth company, in fact, and the fifth company is IndiaMART InterMESH, once again an online services sector, and doing really, really well. The stock price as well is looking competitive in front of its competitors, and hence IndiaMART is also right there when it comes to the internet theme of investing. So these are the five stocks: Angel One, Apollo Hospitals, Affle India, IndiaMART, and Zomato, which I think should be there in your portfolio, a good blend of these companies. They also belong to different sectors. So there is this theme, there is this idea of internet expansion, and there is this mix of sectors as well. So there's banking and capital markets, there's healthcare, advertising, and online services. So these are the sectors to which these five stocks belong to as well. So this gives you a good mix, and over a period of a few years, these stocks promise to be the next multi-baggers. So that's it in today's episode, friends. If you found value out of this, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, follow, and show your love in whichever way you feel comfortable with. This helps us reach more people on your podcasting platform. Also, do download our FinAzad app for both Play Store as well as App Store, and make use of the courses and the subscription models that we have launched over there. Also, as I said, for any mutual fund requirements or any personal finance matter, for financial planning, if you want to plan your entire journey right from the age that you're currently into till the age of retirement and beyond, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. The direct link to WhatsApp is also given here in the description. Also, check out my Hindi podcast and the YouTube channel as well. All the links are given in the description. Thank you for giving your valuable time and listening till the very, very end. And I'll be seeing you again. Thank you.